No one likes to be taxed, and for small businesses, the added costs can be especially unwelcome.
We just write checks out for the tax, and we haven't really seen any of the benefits.
Jim Thompson is the financial officer for Gold Standard Diagnostics in Davis. The 40-employee company makes kits that medical laboratory workers use to run tests. It also sells a machine that runs those diagnostics so people don't have to. Since the beginning of this year, Gold Standard has paid a 2.3% tax on most of its sales.
What is difficult for small businesses is that there are no exemptions or there are no levels or limits. It's straight off of revenue, regardless of the size of the company you are, and regardless of whether you're a profitable company or not a profitable company.
Thompson says Gold Standard has paid tens of thousands of dollars in federal taxes under the Affordable Care Act. It has chosen, for now, not to pass the new cost onto consumers.
So the direct impact for us is to hire less people, you know, be able to fund less projects, do things that we would like to do that are more innovative.
But Thompson says Gold Standard is still planning for growth next year. The federal health law promises millions more insured people. But Thompson says it's not clear how that will improve his bottom line.
What you're seeing right now is just a lot of uncertainty.
The tax Gold Standard Diagnostics pays helps finance healthcare under the new law. But Dylan Roby with the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research says the medical device industry is not the only one helping to pay for the law.
There's a 10% tanning bed tax. There's a tax on individuals earning over $200,000 a year to help make Medicare solvent.
There will also be a fee on health insurers. Roby says the general idea is that industries that benefit from the new insured population will give something back.
All of these groups, hospitals, device manufacturers, big pharma, they're all going to incur new revenue and new customers because of the fact that 30 million people are going to get insurance who didn't have insurance before. And so any losses that they'll feel by paying fees or paying taxes into the system will be offset by the fact that they're going to have new paying customers.
The device tax has repeatedly been a target for repeal in Congress. Some say it stifles innovation. Roby doesn't believe it.
It shouldn't have any impact on innovation because where we're sensitive to price, it tends to be in things that aren't necessarily innovative where there's lots of competition. But when a new innovative product comes to market, it should be just as easy for the device manufacturer to retain the price they want to charge.
Not all Sacramento area medical device companies agree the tax is a problem. Vikram Janarthan is CEO of Ancira Therapeutics. He's developing a mechanism to help stroke patients.
We've got a miniaturized device the size of four strands of human hair that goes in through the groin and grabs a clot and pulls it out safely so the patient can walk out through the front door of the hospital.
Janarthan's company doesn't pay any tax because its product is still in development. He says device makers like him could work for 7 to 12 years before their products get to market and be subject to the tax. Janarthan says he hopes device makers look at the big picture.
If there are new consumers coming on board, the opportunity to sell your innovative technology for a bigger player that is committed to the space and is thirsty for new innovative ideas, that hasn't gone away. Yes, there are a lot of hurdles, but making a life-saving device takes some intestinal fortitude.
He says that fortitude means a 2.3% tax won't scare him away. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.